This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss the troubling surge in COVID cases in Georgia and across the U.S. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, COVID cases in Georgia had been on a decline, but at the end of June, we saw case numbers slowly start to creep up again. Where are we now with new cases?
Well, we know that cases are up like about 60% here in Georgia week to week. And we think that a lot of that is being driven by the Delta variant. The state hasn't done a lot of screening or testing for that variant, but we know that the CDC said this week that this Delta variant accounts for more than 80% of those COVID samples that have been tested. So we think it's pretty widespread here as well as across the country.
Can this all be attributed to the Delta variant, or are there other factors at play?
Well, I think one factor is people just aren't wearing masks as much anymore. People who are vaccinated, we've basically given the guidance that, you know, we don't have to wear them as much. But also people who have not been vaccinated are actually taking the CDC guidance and assuming it applies to everyone, which it doesn't. So you see a lot fewer masks, you see a lot less social distancing, and those two factors come into play here as well.
And are we seeing differences between regions in the state or in the U.S. with higher and lower vaccination rates?
Well, yes. I mean, vaccination rates have tended to be lower in rural areas, for example, rather than urban suburban areas. So that plays into this. And certain states which have low vaccination have seen real surges, real strong surges.
And the CDC has said this is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And I'm personally vaccinated, as is my husband, but our 9-month-old son is obviously not protected. And I can't help but wonder, what is his risk? Should parents with unvaccinated kids be worried about cases going up again?
I would say everybody should be vigilant, even the vaccinated. The recent statistics here in Georgia indicate that we are seeing cases and hospitalizations go up. It's a clear trend upward. Of course, the large majority of people now who are being hospitalized are unvaccinated. But when you talk about kids, this is a real debate across our state and the country as to what type of precautions are going to be done as school opens. Some school districts are mandating masks for both kids and staff. Others are saying it's optional. And the CDC has said for school kids that if they're vaccinated, they don't have to wear a mask, whereas the American Academy of Pediatrics thinks every student should have a mask, even those that are vaccinated.
So what are experts saying will happen this fall?
Well, I think there's pretty much agreement that we're going to continue to see increases as the variant spreads these cases. We know that it's highly contagious. It's much more contagious than the original COVID that we saw in the U.S.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or tppnews.org.